Well, welcome to our final Sunday Soul for 2020. I think we can all agree that it's been a very interesting year, one that I'm sure many of us are saying we'll be glad to see the back of. I was sent something last week by a friend. It was a little clip on Instagram of people dancing, big crowd, having a good time. And underneath he had written, "Our joy will return." As I read that phrase, it struck me odd, because as we've spoken and shared about on Sunday Soul, joy isn't in things, it's in us. It isn't waiting for it to return, it perhaps is waiting for us to remember this truth. And so, my theme this morning, our message is remembering our joy. And I think as we look back on 2020, it's very easy to think that there weren't moments of joy, or that it was just one great big dollop of mess. And it was verified for me how we can all lump it together as being just a terrible year, forgetting that there were some good moments, some fun moments. Yes, there has been struggles, there's no doubt about that. But sometimes we allow what we see as the struggles or the things that seem despairing to so overwhelm us that we forget that in amongst it all, there were pockets of joy. And so Christmas I went to spend with my brother, my niece, and my sister-in-law. And I took with me a game that I had purchased last Christmas. And it's a game that's fun, but it makes you think, because it has four parts. The first part is reflection of the past year. The second part is kind of general questions. And then again, the fourth part is, I think the second part is more about present. And then the third part is what you want for the future. And so one of the questions asked, and my brother picked it, was, you know, who inspires you? And so he said Obama. Oh no, before that, the question asked him what had made him laugh, what had given him a good belly laugh. And he said, oh no, I can't think of anything. No, nothing's happened this year that I could say I could laugh about. And then his next question that came around, it asked who inspired him, to which he said, oh, Obama. Obama was his great inspiration. So my niece turned to him and said, oh, so did you buy his book? And his wife said, yes, we went in the bookstore to buy the book. And she said, oh, great, so you got it then. And she said, no, we got the history of Beano instead. At which point we all fell about laughing, because that's so typical of my brother. He's going in to buy a book about Obama and ends up with a book about the history of Beano. Some of you are too young to remember that's a comic that we grew up with. And we did laugh, all of us, hysterically. And I said, you see, it's these moments that we forget that we actually had joy, we actually found joy, and it's so overwhelmed or overlooked because we are so focused on, let's say, the slightly less than joyful or the dismal parts of 2020. And so today I want to kind of remind us to reflect on the joy pockets. Remember the joy pockets that we've had, to which we've all had some. It's not about how many, it's not about how often, but it's remembering that we have had them. And so it is my belief that as we reflect on our joy pockets, as we remember those moments of joy, it helps shift the energy of feeling that this year has been totally disastrous, that this year has been totally and completely awful. Because amongst it all, there have been some beautiful pockets of joy to remember. And so, my beloveds, as we're closing out 2020, and always, those of you that have followed me and known me well enough to know that always at the end of the year, I invite you to do two lists. the letting go, and the gratitude list. The letting go is the writing of everything and anyone and all the experiences which need to be released and not carried into 2021. As human beings, we so love to regurgitate, remember, and repeat over and over to ourselves the wrongs we've perceived, we've experienced, the hurts, the disappointments, the letdowns, etc., etc., etc. So the list is to be written, handwritten, and on the 31st of December, and I always invite people to start early, because things will keep percolating up in consciousness as you remember them. Once you start the process, it will start percolating and popping into your head. So I will start a notepad, and as things come to me, or people come to me, or irritations come to me, or anything I start to remember and relive that I know I don't want to be repeating again, I keep jotting it down. And jotting it down, and jotting it down. And then come on New Year's Eve, it's my great letting go and cleansing and purging. And so the invitation is that on that night, before you enter into 2021, for me I always like fire because fire is purifying and it's my elemental sign as well. I always burn it and release it. Because if you've burnt and released it, there's no way you can go and reread whatever it is you've put down there or remember. It gives you an opportunity to go into the new year with almost a clean slate. I've loved the nature programs where you watch when the fire has devastated the Serengeti and everything is actually burnt to an ash, how new life comes percolating through. Grasses and roots start to approach through the debris of the burnt soil and ashes and trees. And so I believe that we have new opportunities when we can let go and burn all the things that we have so disliked or just don't want to carry through into 21. And the second list that I invite people to write is the gratitude list. All the things they want to be grateful for in 2021. And because our way of praying isn't that of begging or cajoling or pleading the universe, because we know it is self-asking the self, i.e. we are already asking God, the God in us, as us for it, for whatever it is. Therefore, we pray affirmatively. We give thanks. Our teacher said, if you can, in all things, give thanks and believe. And so we give thanks in advance for whatever it is we are wishing to experience in 2021. Be it health, be it finances, be it relationships, it doesn't matter. Whatever you want God to bless you with, give thanks for it in advance. And then I put that in a separate envelope. Usually, in years gone by, people will put it in a sealed envelope and give it to me to pray over. And you can still do that, put it in an envelope with your name and date of birth on it, and then put it in an envelope and post it to me, and I'll put it in the prayer table. If we have time, so you're more than welcome to do that. So my beloved, this year of remembering the pockets of joy, it's really taking and being conscious to reflect back over the things that have given us so much joy. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, who was a Catholic priest, a scientist, and an amazing man, said, joy is the infallible sign of the presence of God. It doesn't change just because we are so obsessed in looking at what is negative or what is dismal in our lives. God's presence is unchanging, and God's presence is joyous, and it is ever abiding within us as us, no matter what the situation, no matter what the condition, no matter what the circumstances. Our sacred text is from John 15:11, and Jesus says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. You see, what struck me there was he's telling us that his joy remain in us. So it's already there. It isn't that we have to strive to get it from somewhere. He's reminding us that it's already there, that it remains in us, that we don't cover it up with all the things that happen to us, all the experiences, all that causes us the pain. And as we allow it and remember it and we revisit it, our joy can be full. There are times when I have been out walking this year, and I haven't walked for a few weeks now, that being outside has just enabled me to reconnect with the joy of the blessings of nature. And my poem speaks to that this morning. It's entitled My Experience of Joy by Snidad Banerjee. And she says, joy is walking in the soft morning mist, looking for the sun. Joy is seeing love in the eyes of the one you care for. Joy is in watching the giggling child. Joy is in the knowledge gained by opening your mind. Joy is in the chattering with the wind. Joy is in wearing an old sweater which once belonged to him. Joy is in finding happiness when everything is not right. Joy is in the star shining so bright. Joy is in forgetting stress. Joy is in coming out of mess. Joy is in living. Joy is in dying. Joy is in the peaks of the mighty mountains. Joy is in echoes of rain. Joy is in running in all my veins. Joy is in all this and much more. Joy is a thing to explore. If ever I find words to describe joy, I have always hoped it would turn out to be me. I love that she recognizes that the joy is her, in her, as her. As our teacher says, that his joy remains in us, that it percolates us, that out through us, so that we may have full joy. My story that I want to share with you this morning certainly brought me joy as I read it, and I'm sure it brought joy to the other participants, as you'll understand as I read. A teacher from a village school in India, praised for improving the education of his girls, has won this year's Global Teachers Prize. But Ranjit Singh Dizali has already given away half of the $1 million, that's about £750,000, sharing it with the runners-up in the competition. A special COVID Hero Prize was won by Jamie Fox, a UK teacher who ran a free math tuition website. The winners were announced by Stephen Fry in an online ceremony. Mr. Desali, who teaches in the Zilla Parishad Primary School in the drought-prone village of Parichawati in the western Indian state of Maharashtra, was named the world's most exceptional teacher, ahead of 12,000 other nominations. In this hard time, teachers are giving their best to make sure every student has access to their birthright of good education, said Mr. Dizali, age 32. Teachers are always believing in giving and sharing, he said, and as such, was sharing half of his prize money among the other shortlisted teachers in the top 10. Mr. Dizali was praised by the competition's judges for his work to ensure disadvantaged girls went to school and achieved high results rather than missing out on school and facing early marriage. He also provides an online science lessons for pupils in 83 countries and runs an international project building connections between young people in conflict zones. Mr. Desali's decision to split the prize will mean over £40,000 each for the runners-up from countries including Italy, Brazil, Vietnam, Malaysia, Nigeria, South Africa, South Korea, the US, and also Jamie Frost from the UK. Mr. Frost is a teacher from the Tiffin School in Kingston-upon-Thames and was commended for his work running the Dr. Frost's Maths online learning platform, which helped families with children trying to study from home during the lockdowns. He also won a special one-off COVID hero prize worth £34,000. When I read that story, it filled me with joy on so many levels. The fact that this young man wasn't just, oh, well, I've got my prize, that's it, aren't I lucky, but shared it with the other runners-up. How many of us would have that generosity of spirit of heart to do that? I can't say for sure whether I would or I wouldn't, but what touched me so, that there was sufficient joy in him that was able to allow that to happen, to be able to share that with the other 10 contestants. And not only the joy of his generosity touched me, but for the work that he was doing as well. Many of us are aware that a girl's lot in India, as in many of the developing countries, education is not placed highly for them. And without education, they're stuck in an early marriage and being pregnant at very early ages. And so this young man went out of his way. And what didn't share in this was that where he teaches this particular area, they speak a particular dialect. And what he did was first learn the dialect and then translated the books into that dialect so that the girls could understand it. He blew me away. And he's an amazing man. And so, again, in 2020, pockets of joy still to be found. So my science of mind that I'd like to share with you this morning. The first quote comes from my favorite mystic, Howard Thurman, who says, "Open unto me joy for my sorrow." Second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind, and he says, "Let us come in peace and with spontaneous joy, for the spirit is joy." The author writes, "When we are in full joy, we shine like the sun. Parading ourselves before the world for all to see, with a warmth that enfolds everything and everyone in its path. We radiate joy because it tends to extend itself beyond physical bodies and circumstances. When we feel joy, everyone knows it. Everything around us is clearly influenced by the divine happiness that wells up from within. Yet, even in some of our darkest, saddest moments, the quiet thrum of joy is present because its embers always live within. The presence of God definitely takes great joy in its own creativity, which acts through manifest creation. We can imagine our pets enjoying themselves as they lie beside us when they are at rest, or as they fly energetically when chasing a ball. They, like us, can also feel sadness or dismay when things do not go as they would like. On the other hand, the divine carries out joy at seeing its own effort in action, for it knows only its own action. Sometimes, in the midst of difficult times, we can run on remembered joy. It may take quiet efforts at being still before joy can resurface again. But it will. This is joy inherent in our spirituality, and it awaits its opportunity to come forth again, even after experiencing the greatest of sadness. We find joy once more. I love what the author shares about stirring up the embers of joy. Sitting in quiet and remember and reflecting on it. And so, my beloved, my invitation is to truly remember our pockets of joy through 2020. And as we remember our pockets of joy, let that be what influences us as we go forward into 2021. It's all too easy to get caught up with, oh, I hope 2021 isn't going to be like 2020, and oh, this is going to continue, and oh, what's this going to look like? Let us remember our joy so that we can create the life, the experience, whatever it is that we want to have, by being in that vibration of joy, in that truth of joy, in that remembrance that the spirit within us is joy. That our teacher said, let my joy remain in you so that your joy may be full. Let us enter into 2021, letting go, releasing all the aspects of 2020, and some of us aspects of before that we still carry with us. Let us let them go. Let us release them. So we can welcome a new year with joy. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. As we go within, always I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As we breathe in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out. In. In, out, in, out, in, out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. As you breathe out, my breath as I breathe in slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper, slower, deeper. deeper. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. As you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in grace. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out joy. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in grace. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out joy. Grace. joy. A moment to remember something from the year gone by that gave you joy. Take a moment to remember something from the year gone by that really made you laugh. Take a moment to remember someone who really inspired you in this year that has gone by. Take a moment to remember something that you're very grateful for. And as always, here in the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, let's take a moment to be intentional for ourselves for this coming week ahead. Always, whatever we see in our mind's eye, we add the feeling component to it as well. So what do you want to see yourself being, doing, having, achieving, or accomplishing in the next 7 days? Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the energy, the spirit, the life that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There's nowhere where God is not. Divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. As we consciously come into your presence at this moment, giving thanks for all the pockets of joy we've experienced that we may have forgotten or overlooked. The remembrance of your spirit within us as joy. Let us be conscious to remember this truth. Let us be conscious to remember that joy is an inside job. That joy comes from the remembrance and the knowing that it is your spirit within that is joyous and joyful. Let us come back to the remembrance that our joy cannot go anywhere, doesn't escape us, but is ever present in us as we choose to remember it. Divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. When we feel overwhelmed or when we feel discouraged or despondent by what's happening in our lives or in the world, let us come back to this truth, that the spirit of joy is ever present in us, And let us anchor ourselves back in this unchanging, unyielding, unvarying realization. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we're coming towards the close of what has been a very challenging year for many of us, may we leave all our worries, all our fears, all our concerns behind. Let us release them and go forward into 2021 with an expectancy of good, of joy, and all that we wish to have, be, achieve, or accomplish, being manifested in perfect and timely ways. Let us not be despondent by what's happening or occurring in the news, but let us remember always that the spirit of joy is in us. As our teacher reminds us, let his joy remain in us that our joy may be full. For everything that is happening across our globe at this time, too numerous to name or mention one by one. But we know your spirit that is everywhere present knows it all. So as we surrender the needs of all of creation to you, we know that your grace, your perfect and unchanging grace, is our sufficiency, is the sufficiency for all the world's needs. And so, Divine Beloved, as we give thanks for 2020, as we give thanks for the lessons we have learned, as we give thanks for the strength that we have embraced and all that has made us who and what we are in this year, we are ever grateful for your ever-abiding presence that has guided, strengthened, encouraged, uplifted, and kept us. For your infinite grace, your eternal blessings, your endless mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wriggle your fingers and affirm, I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm, I am grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm, I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our Science of Mind affirmation and our Buddhist meditations. Repeat after me our affirmation. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
I live and move in the One.
I live and move in the One.
Whatever I may be feeling at any moment.
Whatever I may be feeling in any moment.
I know that I am never alone.
I know that I am never alone.
There is joy in every morning.
And I welcome it.
I welcome the warmth and lift that carries me throughout the day. Our Buddhist meditation. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone,
if I have hurt or harmed anyone,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy.
May I be peaceful. May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Our Rumi quote for the week. Rumi says, I will find new meaning in every joy and sorrow. So, beloved, as we're coming towards the close of our Sunday Soul Feather, last one for 2020, I invite you to join me on Thursday for our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10. And my closing benediction is by Susie Larson, who says, may God unearth the unsettled and unhealed places in your life so he can heal, renew, and restore you. May he reveal a fresh revelation of his love and a new assurance of his grace. May he pour the oil of joy and gladness over your head. May he give you pools of blessings to splash your feet in. May his unfathomable greatness bring a fresh mystery to your powers and perspectives. And today, throughout the day, may you look up above your circumstances and remember that you're somebody that God loves, treasures, equips, and calls. He will make a way where there's been no way. Trust him and choose joy. So, beloved, my closing song today, if this doesn't make you get up and dance, I don't know what will. This is Anne Nesby, and her song is entitled So Much Joy. Enjoy.
Thank you.
I'm gonna go back to love you, really, really.
That didn't make you tap your feet, I don't know what will. So that was Anne Nesby, So Much Joy. My beloved, I wish you a very, very, very happy Sunday. And for the rest of 2020, may your lives continue to be a blessing. And I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our final midweek prayer, our 10 at 10 for the year. And next Sunday again for our New Year celebration of Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, peace and blessing.
Thank you.